Today, we're diving into our feelings and how the feelings we have affect everything we do or don't do, and how if we really want to experience the highest, most beautiful life we can and share our song with the world, share our gifts, we have to learn how to deal with our feelings. How to manage our feelings, how to not run away from our feelings, how to love ourselves no matter what's happening, so that we can fully embody our life imperfectly with whatever is coming up in our heart and mind. It was a cloudy, rainy day in the North Shore of Kauai. The waves were huge, 30 feet high, and I was feeling a stormy inner pain in my heart. I woke up and something was just off. My life wasn't the way I liked it, and I couldn't shake the feeling. I didn't like it. So I jumped in my truck and I drove up north, and I stopped at the health food store to get a muffin and some coffee. I was going to go and sit on the beach and just watch the waves and see if I could shift this nasty feeling that I was feeling gnawing at my soul. And as I walked into the health food store, I just noticed this terrible, terrible pain in my heart. And I was resisting it. I was suppressing it. I was thinking, I shouldn't be feeling this. I don't like this feeling. And I walked through the store, took out a blueberry muffin, filled up my coffee. And for some reason, I had this thought, Michael, what if you can just accept your feelings? What if you can just be okay with it? What if you stop resisting it and you just even try and enjoy it as a feeling, just as a state, just as a feeling? Can you just be here feeling depressed, feeling weird in the store right now, feeling your feelings? Can you do it just for fun, just as an experiment? A higher wisdom that I'd learned in India many years earlier, lying almost dying, came back to my mind at that moment. So I decided, all right, let me just stop resisting and just feel this feeling. Instead of pushing it away and trying to avoid it and trying to do this, let me just be with what is right now. Standing here in the store with a muffin in one hand and a coffee in the other. I stood there for a moment, looking over the snacks, the oat milk, the almond flour, the random things in the store, the fluorescent lights. People came in, walked around, and I just stood there. And I just breathed. And all of a sudden I noticed, this is not really that bad. It's just a feeling. And it's okay. It's just a feeling. When I stop resisting the feeling, I immediately started feeling better. It's okay. I'm okay. I'm not the feeling. It's just a feeling. It's just like a passing cloud. It's just something that's there. It's okay. And I'm okay. That was 10, 10, 10. the 10th of October 2010. And I remember because I walked up to the cashier and I shared this experience with her, and she had a very similar experience, and we both committed that we're going to just be with what is as best as we can right now. And by the time I left the store and started eating my muffin and drinking my coffee, all was well in the world again. Because I was willing to feel my feelings. Fast forward a few years, and I'd forgotten these things. It's amazing how the old friend of perfectionism and denial keeps coming back again and again. Yesterday, I went out for a beautiful walk in the magical Red Rock Mountains of Sedona. It was just as the sun was setting, and I just got off a call with someone in one of the recovery programs. She is a self-proclaimed media addict who's using media to avoid her feelings. We were talking about what is the root cause of any addiction or distraction behaviors, and what is the solution? And I was saying that ultimately, the more we have an amazing life and we love our life, the less we're interested in any addictive behaviors. And she said, that's great, but there's something else that we have to remember. And she reminded me of the fact that ultimately we are trying to avoid our feelings. And all of these distractions and addictions and perfectionist tendencies are basically a program to avoid feeling what is. And when we can be okay with our feelings as they are, then half of the recovery has already taken place. A few months back, I realized that I was spending way too much time watching YouTube videos or checking the news or going on social media or watching movies, rather than doing the things that I needed to do, the difficult things, the stuff that perfectionism was holding me back from. Rather than living the best life I could, I was watching other people do it. And so I decided to join one of these programs to make sure that I faced myself fully, removed all the things that were in my way, and got to the cause, the root cause of what is really going on. Perfectionism and fear and not being willing to do the things that we really want to do all comes down basically to the fact that we don't want to feel bad. Let me say that again. The real issue behind perfectionism and not sharing our work and not doing all these things is we don't want to deal with the feelings that come up, the awkward feelings that arise alongside this process. Whenever we're doing something that is a little bit difficult, we start to feel stress or anxiety. And in my case, what would happen with me is I would be working on a project. There would come a point where it gets a little bit stressful, or I get an email that's a little bit difficult to deal with. I'd feel some anxiety in my heart. And immediately I would open a tab to watch a video or check the news or do something on media, just to watch some entertaining thing. You know, it could be comedy, it could be a documentary or social media, right? Just to avoid the feeling. So I joined a program to completely stop all media. Everything, no news, no videos, no social media, nothing, no movies, no audiobooks, no podcasts, everything completely cut off. And what I noticed is that I would be doing work And I would feel this feeling coming up, and instantaneously, without me realizing it, I would open a tab and like open YouTube or open the news. And before I knew it, I was looking at the page, and then I would shut it down. Because anytime I felt any negative emotion, I tried to avoid it. This is why we pick up our phones thousands of times a day, hundreds of times. This is why we open these tabs, watch this stuff, try and avoid our feelings. Some people, maybe they reach for a drink, right? Or they have other things that they do. But fundamentally, we are not happy with negative feelings because we don't like them. Of course, we don't like them. We don't want to feel anxious. We don't want to feel stressed. We don't want to feel overwhelmed. We don't want to feel lonely. We don't want to feel depressed. We don't want to feel angry, frustrated, right? Any negative feeling, on some level, we don't like it. And even positive feelings, if we're feeling too happy, feeling too much joy, too much excitement, too much of anything, we can't handle that either. And so what I've realized as I cut out all of these distractions out of my life is that fundamentally, the problem that I face, and I'm sure this is not just me, I'm sure you're experiencing this as well, the problem we all face is we don't like negative feelings. So when we try to share our work, we're about to publish something we've worked on, oh, I'm not sure it's ready, oh, shall I do it? It's a negative feeling. And then we don't do it. We distract ourselves, we do something else, I'll come back to it later, I'll take care of this, I'll take care of that. So as soon as the negative feeling comes up, we do everything we can to avoid it. And that is why nothing happens. I'm not ready yet. I don't feel good about this. It doesn't feel like it's quite there. Something, something, something. And it just goes on and on and on because we don't feel good. And the truth is that anytime we do something new and something meaningful and different, it will bring up some level of anxiety or discomfort or awkwardness. Anytime we do anything new, like if you're learning to play the piano and you're trying to expand your skills, you will reach a point fairly quickly where you feel awkward or irritated and you might want to give up and this isn't working and I can't do it, I'm forcing it. That is part of the process of growing. And our brain is actually having a hard time because it has to create new neural connections. So a lot of the time, because I've been doing this work for many, many years with many people, a lot of the time I hear this story from people. It doesn't feel good. I tried to do this thing, but it doesn't feel good. I'm feeling frustrated. I'm feeling annoyed. I'm feeling anxious. So therefore, it means I shouldn't do it. So we've been taught that anytime something feels a little bit bad, it means it is bad, right? If it feels bad, it must be bad. If it feels good, it must be good. Right? Now, where has that led us? Many, many, many things feel really good, like entertainment and drugs and alcohol and sugar and all these things. They feel great, don't they? But where does it lead us? Chasing pleasure actually leads to addiction and depression. Whereas things that feel a bit uncomfortable are often going to lead to feeling better. Now, there's a bit of a nuance to this because some things that feel bad actually are bad and some things that feel good actually are good. So it's not that everything that feels bad is good and everything that feels good is bad. There's nuances here. When it comes to doing anything different and unusual and expansive, you will feel awkward because your physical brain is having to do extra work to rewire itself to learn the new skill. So that's why when someone's learning coaching, for example, they might learn it, that's okay, and then they start doing coaching and they start having a meltdown, they start freaking out. They say, oh, something doesn't feel quite right because they're practicing something new and their brain has to manage a whole new situation, whole new opportunity, learn all these things, First time we drove a car, do you remember that? When you were driving the car for the first time, you're like, whoa, there's the steering wheel and the brake and this and that. And you're worried about smashing into things. There's a certain amount of effort riding a bike. Remember riding a bike? Like, how on earth am I going to get this thing to go straight? This wobbling this way, wobbling this way. Like, this is not happening. It's not possible. Right? It's, I remember doing it. I thought, this is how, like, there's something, like, these people have magic powers who can do it. Something is not right here. It's very awkward. And then all of a sudden, it just clicks. And you're like, wow, this is actually easy. Everything in life is like learning to ride a bike. And there will be that awkward feeling somewhere down the road. And so as we go through this process, I 100% guarantee you're going to feel awkward. Negative feelings will arise. And you'll immediately want to distract yourself either by stopping doing what you're doing or by avoiding it through some kind of distraction, whether it's food, drugs, alcohol, entertainment, social media, talking to somebody. There's millions of ways we do it, depending on what it is. It could be shopping, gambling, whatever it is. We need to learn how to be okay with our feelings. So coming back to my friend, she was saying that in these recovery programs, at the end of the day, half of the success is just being okay with our feelings. And perfectionism is like an addiction. We are having to recover from the tendency to perfectionism, the tendency to put things off. It's like an addiction. Because it's a coping mechanism to avoid our feelings. Instead of facing the feelings and taking action anyway, we are changing things, refining things, fiddling around, putting it off, waiting around, doing more of this, more of that, more of this, more of that, more of this, more of that. It's a coping mechanism, just like alcohol is. And what I found is that when I gave up all media and all entertainment, I started working more. And what was I doing? I was perfecting things all day long. I just went from distraction for media to distraction with work, perfectionism, right? And underneath all this is a fear of feeling our feelings. So how are we going to deal with this? How do we feel our feelings? What I've noticed is that when I feel bad, there is a knee-jerk reaction to avoid it through looking at the phone or doing something else or whatever it is, right? There's so many ways of distracting. And if that happens automatically, then that's off. It just does its thing. Normally this happens without us even being aware of it. But if we can just be aware of our feelings when they arise, and we can just stop and breathe into it. Let's just take 3 deep breaths right now. Put your hand on your heart if you like. And just take 3 breaths and just feel your heart and feel your feelings. Just breathe into it just like you're watching something. You're just watching yourself, witnessing yourself having feelings. You're the watcher, the observer, noticing whatever you're feeling. Just take some nice, long, slow, deep breaths. And as you breathe out, you can breathe out with a sigh. Like that. There it is. Just let it go. Just breathe. Just notice and breathe. We're not doing anything else. Just noticing and breathing. Just being with what is. And if you want, you can surrender whatever you're feeling up to a higher power, to God, to the universe, to a being, a loving being or a loving energy. Just breathe in and let go. Just let go. Just let it all go with each breath. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to make anything happen. You're just noticing and breathing and feeling and releasing. And you can breathe out and go, ha, ha, yes, ha. And just be curious about these feelings, because they're just like colors, they're energies. Where are these feelings? What are they? You're safe and secure. You are safe and secure watching this. The feeling is not you. You're watching the feeling. You're just curious. What is this feeling? You're breathing in. You're breathing out. And you're just surrendering it up. And you just allow it to be whatever it is. Just allow it to be. It's fascinating. These are very rich and wonderful things. Whether it's a strong feeling or a neutral feeling or even an empty feeling. Just notice it. What is the feeling? Just like you're a curious person seeing this new thing, feeling this new thing. Just like someone who comes across an unusual animal in the jungle that they've never seen before. What is this? What is this strange looking thing? What is it? What does it do? Why is it here? You're just looking at the feeling, noticing the feeling, feeling the feeling, hearing the feeling, sensing the feeling with curiosity and wonder. This is interesting. Where am I feeling it in my body? Is there a color? Is there a sound? Are there any images that come with this feeling? If you're feeling something, it means that you're alive. As long as we're alive, we're going to feel something. So you're alive. You're just alive. You're just alive experiencing and feeling your feelings and being aware of all the sensations that you have and just breathing it from a safe place and being with what is. It's totally fine. Just accept yourself, accept your feelings exactly as they are without needing to do anything about them. And you might notice that after a little while, the feelings start to change. They start to lift a little bit. They start to shift and morph and transform. And you might notice that underneath that feeling, there is another feeling, a feeling that all is well, that everything is okay. There's actually a joy, a happiness, a peace underneath, because your natural state is happy, relaxed, and peaceful. There is a presence of infinite peace behind and underneath all things. And these are just fleeting moments of minor discomfort of being human that come up along the way as we learn and grow. And it's okay. It's absolutely okay. It is what it is, and you're safe and secure. Just breathing and relaxing and allowing. Ah, yes. How are you feeling? It's not too bad, is it? It's okay, right? If we can just be okay with our feelings, just feel our feelings rather than avoiding them right away, it's okay, right? You're alive. Of course you're going to feel something. You're in a body, you're in the world, you have feelings. It's a crazy time to be alive. Of course we're going to feel something. Of course sometimes it's going to be crazy, it's going to be intense. But if we can just be with our feelings and just feel our feelings and just be okay with feeling whatever we're feeling, half of the problem immediately disappears because it's resisting the feeling that makes it worse. It's denying that we should be feeling anything at all that makes our life unbearable. When we resist, it actually amplifies the feeling. There was one time when I was in India for 5 months on a magical adventure. And towards the end of my trip, I got extremely sick. I was so sick, in fact, that I couldn't get off the bed. I couldn't drink water, I couldn't do anything, and if I didn't get up and get help, I might die. And I lay there with this pounding headache and this pain on all areas of my body, but mainly in my head. And I was spinning backwards like I was on a hamster wheel going round and round and round. It was the most pain I think I've ever felt in my life. And I didn't know what to do. And I was resisting it. I was resisting it, resisting it, resisting it. The day turned into the night. The night turned into the day with this constant pain. And then morning came and I still couldn't get up, couldn't move, couldn't call anyone. And finally, I realized this is not working. I need a different method because resisting, resisting, resisting had only made it worse. So finally, I found a place. I said, look, just stop resisting and just accept what it is. Just accept the feeling. And I found this beautiful place within myself where I was still feeling the pain. But I was watching myself feeling the pain from a place of peace. The pain didn't go away, but I felt relaxed in the pain because I was separate from it. And shortly after that, somehow I had the power to get out of bed, get a drink, phone someone up, get the help I needed, and 2 days later I left India. By the time I got on the plane, I was perfectly fine. It was absolutely miraculous. And so when we deny our feelings, when we resist our feelings, they get worse. And we don't accept the fact that we are alive in a body going through a process, and process is going to involve feelings. If you can accept your feelings and you can breathe into your feelings and do this practice, just be okay with it. Sometimes just a few breaths, 10 breaths, 5 breaths, clears it away. So instead of distracting, running away, thinking it's terrible, we just allow it to be what it is, and then you feel fine again. And then you take action imperfectly and you keep moving forward. So my loving invitation to you is from now on, anytime you feel bad, instead of distracting yourself, which is very normal and we all do it and we all try and do it, just take a few breaths. Allow yourself to feel whatever is going on. Allow yourself to breathe in it. Allow yourself to surrender it up to a higher energy. And breathe there. And let the wave pass. The emotions arise, they persist, and they subside. And if you can do that, half of the problem of perfectionism and worry and all these things that have been holding you back for so many years, half of it is cleared just with that practice. And do it imperfectly. You may not feel massive shifts right away. You might feel still anxious and upset while you're doing it. You may think, I did it and it didn't work. Just do it imperfectly and do it imperfectly again. And take another imperfect breath and just have a go wherever you're at, whatever amount you can do, for however long you can do it, even one breath or even half a breath, and just keep doing it as much as you can with ease and joy, or with stress and wonder, or whatever comes up. And eventually you'll get good at this practice and you'll be able to sit there with your feelings and be okay with all that is going on.